This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Tomorrow we actually are going to be going to Tallahassee to present to legislators and to call them to protect every innocent human life without exception. We're doing this on behalf of Personhood Florida, an organization that is working to protect every innocent human life. And today what we're going to do is we're going to actually present, show you the presentation that we will be presenting to the legislators, although this will be an extended version of it. We won't have this much time, as much time today, as, or we won't have as much time with the legislators as we have this morning. But this will be a great, great opportunity for you guys to see this. And if you want to actually, if you're listening to this on the radio and you want to actually watch it, you can actually go over to our website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, and you'll be able to watch this in its entirety. Personhood Florida is an organization that is working, as I mentioned, to protect every innocent human life. We are working to protect preborn children in the womb from the earliest biological beginning, from the beginning of biological development. We want to protect and to see that all abortion is abolished. And many times when we talk about the pro-life movement, many people focused just on abortion. But abortion is not the only topic that we focus on, because we want to protect every innocent human life. And one of the things that we need to realize is that abortion really, we believe, is just the tip of the iceberg. We need to protect every innocent human life. We need to protect human life that's created in laboratories. You know that scientists have actually taken a glow-in-the-dark portion of a jellyfish, and they've removed that portion and injected human embryos with it and created glow-in-the-dark embryos that they destroyed 7 days later. Scientists have mixed animals and humans together. They're called chimeras. How do we know what in the world do we do with a being that is 98% human and 2% cow, as scientists in the United Kingdom have created? And how do we know in the state of Florida, where we have such a large emphasis on biotechnical firms, how do we know that this type of stuff isn't happening in our state as well? We know that scientists commonly do create human beings for the purpose of destruction, for the purpose of experimenting, for the purpose of gathering stem cells and then destroying them a few days later. This is something that we really need to guard against. We also are working to protect the disabled. Did you know that 90% of all Down syndrome children actually die by abortion, and that 10% of the tests for Down syndrome actually return a false positive, which means that 10% of that 90% is actually didn't have Down syndrome. They were just murdered because their parents thought they might have Down syndrome, because the test showed them that they had Down syndrome. Regardless of whether a human being has Down syndrome or any other disability, that human being should never be damaged or harmed killed by abortion or by any other means. You know, in this country, in the 80s, we actually starved and dehydrated a newborn, or actually, I believe it was a two-year-old boy, that boy or girl that had Down syndrome. Thankfully, we don't see that happening anymore in America, but it has happened. We need to have laws that protect the disabled as well. We're also working to protect senior citizens. Sometimes senior citizens have family members to advocate for them. Sometimes they don't. What happens when they don't? Quite often, seniors are being hastened to death by starvation, dehydration, and/or over-medication. We need to have laws that protect every innocent human life, including at the end of life. God has shown that we should actually not, and actually there's a psalm that actually talks about not forsaking me in the latter stages of life, being there for me. So we need to have laws that actually protect every innocent human life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Let's stick to computer questions this morning. We are here ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And of course,
In the shop, we do have technicians that are standing by, ready to resolve computer problems. So if you're out there, you have a computer problem, well, you can first just give us a call here, 772-340-1590. We may be able to resolve your computer problems here on the show, and that would be pretty awesome to just be able to resolve your computer problem right now, right here. That's definitely what we want to do. That's our goal. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We are here ready to answer your questions and ready to resolve your computer problems. And of course, one of the things, you know, your question doesn't need to be on a particular topic. It can be on any computer topic that you have. So, you know, just keep that in mind. It doesn't have to be on you don't have to cover something that we're already talking about or something that we have been talking about. Another thing, quite often people say, well, hey, you know, I'm not smart enough to call in and ask my question. And that's not true. You don't have to be smart. All you need to know is that there's something that you don't know. And you just need to ask the question in the best way that you can possibly do so. And of course, we'll be here ready to answer the question, ready to resolve your computer problem as well. That's what we're about. That's what we're here for. And we want to help you out. We want to help resolve your computer problems. And of course, you know, if the answer sounds a little bit too complicated, you don't want to try it on your own, well, we do have technicians standing by ready to resolve your computer problems today. So you can give us a call. You can head on in also to 7190 South US 1. We're right next to what used to be Johnny's, but it's now the new Dollar General. We are in the same location, really, that we've been since 1997. May of 1997, we moved into this plaza. We've been in this plaza, and sometimes in the middle, sometimes in the front. We're in the middle currently, 7190 South US 1. We are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And of course, this is what we're about here at a Faster PC. We do work to resolve computer problems. We resolve, and you know, we thrive on this. This is something that we do on a regular basis, day in, day out. You know, people often ask us, how do you learn about computers? Well, we learn about computers all the time. Every day of the week, we learn about computers, and we're constantly learning. And we don't stop. There's new problems that we face. There's new issues. We talked last week about a new issue that we're facing with the Kyocera printers, and this was something that just popped up last week. And so, you know, we can actually help you resolve those issues. And if you have, and by the way, that issue with the Kyocera printer, that was caused by a Windows update. So a Microsoft Windows update caused that issue, and we were able to actually resolve it for a few of our customers that do use Kyocera copiers. And again, what happened was the Windows update basically caused a problem. It broke the operating system and caused it to where it actually stopped working properly, and the computers would actually blue screen when the computer went to print to a Kyocera printer using a generic Kyocera driver. Sometimes the Kyoceras use generic drivers, but you can also use PostScript. Typically, with most printers, you can use PCL5, PCL6. In this case, installing the PCL6 was the solution. So installing the PCL6 driver was the solution. There were two solutions. You could either uninstall the latest security roll-up package, and that would undo the problem, but also leave you vulnerable to any security issues that were patched by the patch. Or you could just update your drivers to PCL6, and that's what we did on the computers. We kept their security intact, and we updated them so that they were using PCL6 drivers. And with using PCL6 drivers, we were able to actually get everything up and running, where they were able to actually print and still get in there, print without a blue screen. And that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, you don't want blue screens when you go to print. Who would want blue screens when you go to print? There's no reason to have a blue screen when you go to print. So that's what we were doing. We were actually looking at getting in there, resolving computer problems. That's what we do here at a Faster PC. We do resolve computer problems. We do it all the time, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We're open also Saturday 9 to 2, and it's nice to take a break from resolving computer problems. We do take a break on Sunday, and of course we worship God, and quite often I preach as well on Sunday. So in some ways I'm not taking a break, but I am taking a break because I'm not actually doing computers, and don't have the phones ringing all the time. So it is a nice refresher to take a little bit of a break from the hustle and bustle. So definitely make sure one of the things, and by the way, I did want to mention also today, I ran a 5K. My parents actually walked part of it. They weren't able to finish it today, but you know what? They're 81. My mom's 81. My dad will be 81 in a few days. And, they were looking forward to making it. They just couldn't quite make it today. But, we were running on behalf of a Faster team, a Faster PC. And it was actually the first annual Crosstown Parkway 5K, which was actually supposed to be last year, but happened this year instead because for whatever reason, they weren't able to get us. Well, COVID broke out. That's what happened last year. It was kind of a crazy year, but that's something that couldn't be foreseen, I guess. And all the 5Ks and the races last year did end early. They actually postponed them. Some of them they postponed to the summer, some they postponed to the fall, and most of those they ended up just postponing to this year. And so this was actually the inaugural annual Crosstown 5K to benefit the Hands Clinic of St. Lucie County. I know many people in have benefited from the Hands Clinic. So, hey, we'll catch you on the other side.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Is your mic muted?
I'll go. We'll try the headset later on today. But anyway, we're back. We're going to answer questions. We're going to resolve computer problems as well. One of the things that we wanted to go over, you know, we have been doing a lot of these SSD drive updates because people are realizing that they can actually upgrade their current computer, go tremendously faster than they were able to go in the past, and in fact, tremendously faster than they're able to go even if they spent the same amount of money on a new computer, which is pretty awesome, to be able to take your current computer and extend its life. So a lot of people want to do that. They want to go faster. They want to perform better. They want their computer to be more reliable. But they actually want to have a situation where not only are they faster and more reliable, but they're not spending a huge amount of money. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're able to do with a faster PC. We're able to help our customers. We're able to help them save money and actually perform better than their computer would perform before. And what we're finding with some people, I mean, we have people that are coming in and they're saying, well, you know, I don't really want to get a new computer right now. And some of them have slow processors. They still will be faster with an SSD drive. Others have processors that are fast. In fact, some people have processors that are so fast that if they were to go out and buy a new computer, they would have to actually spend a considerable amount of money to get a computer as fast as the one they already have. I mean, this is one thing we've talked about here with running the CPU benchmarks, to be able to actually go out and run those benchmarks and see how fast your computer actually is, because your computer may actually be faster than what you think it is. And you know, this is one thing that I'm looking at, because I've been kind of toying in the last year or so with upgrading my computer and my laptop, and you know, I haven't done it yet, you know, largely because I have an i7, I have an SSD drive, my computer is fairly quick, and if I were to get something else, I want it to be not just a little bit faster, I want it to be fairly significantly faster. I don't want to spend, it doesn't make any sense to spend $700 or $800 and get a computer that's the same speed as. What sense does that make? Unless it has some other features, but you know, $700 or $800 is a lot of money to spend on a computer. And really, if I were to spend, I don't think if I were to spend that much money, $700 or $800, I don't think I would get one that actually has the capacity and is as fast as what I already have. So that's one reason that I haven't actually pulled the trigger and bought one yet. Another reason is that when you look at computers and the supply chain, there's been some big things happening in the last year. I mean, we've seen significant change in the last year. We've seen, for periods of time, global manufacturing shut down. We've also seen more people working from home, more students going to school from home. We've seen more people using computers from home. We've seen more people actually participating in Zoom videos and Zoom meetings, and Google has their Google Meet, and there's also Microsoft has Teams, and there's WebEx. There's so many different ways to actually do meeting. There's even voice over IP services that are providing meetings as well. And this is something that we're seeing on a regular basis, we're seeing this where more and more people are using the technology. So more people are buying the technology at a time when there's availability of the equipment. So the prices of some of the components have actually gone up. Another thing that's happened is that there is actually, and I know this is something that Cliff knows quite a bit about, Bitcoin has gone through the roof in the last 2 years, year and a half or so. So if you go back to the beginning of 2000, Bitcoin, its rise has just been phenomenal. Well, one of the things that's happened with that is that Bitcoin is actually mined. What it is, and I know people, these terms are thrown out, and people, I know that some of you know what Bitcoin is, some of you know what cryptocurrency is, and some of you really don't have a clue what anyone is talking about when they mention it. So I'll try to just explain it to you. So it's actually a coin that is a digital coin that's based on an algorithm. So there's basically a number sequence that when it's found, whoever finds it owns that coin. So if you have a computer that is mining for Bitcoin, and you find one, you own it, and the value of that is the current value of a Bitcoin. So that's a pretty good chunk right now. So as the price of Bitcoin has gone up, the Bitcoin is actually mined quite often with high-end video cards, and you'll see systems that have 6 to 8, sometimes even 12 high-end video cards, and the video cards actually have their own RAM, they actually have their own processor. It's a graphics processor, but these Bitcoin mining rigs are actually using these video processors to actually search out and run the complex algorithms to try to find a Bitcoin, to try to compile a Bitcoin. And we have one customer that actually has multiple of these mining rigs with either 6 or 8 video cards in them. Well, what has happened is, as the price has gone up, the demand for video cards has gone up. We actually had a quote for a system for a church, and we quoted them, and then they came back like 2 months later and they said, we want to go with it. And we went to look for the parts, and the processor, price of the processor had gone up. The video cards had gone up tremendously. And we actually had an issue. We were only able to find one video card that was in the price range of what we had quoted them with. And of course, we had quoted them several months earlier. And, prices with these systems, they're subject to change. And we had to call the church up, and we said, listen, we can get a video card that's a name brand that we've never heard of. It has a 30-day warranty, and it's coming from China. It's actually going to take 30 days to get here. Now, I'm not sure when the warranty would start, if it starts on their ship date or if it starts when you actually receive it. But anyway, it didn't look like a very good option for them. And I said, we can get this other card. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. And that was actually the only card available in its price range. But it was probably $80 or $100 more expensive. And that was like in a period of about 2 months. So we also just recently ordered a webcam for our customer. And when we ordered the webcam, it was kind of odd. One of the things when we ordered the webcam, we actually had an issue with the webcam where they had problems where more and more people are using webcams, so they're not as available as much as they used to be, and the prices are more expensive than they used to be. So this is an issue that we have seen, and we've been working on this for for some time, but we are able to get the components. It's just some of them, they're a little bit more expensive. And one of the things that is pretty cool though is that with the SSD drives, we're able actually to get hard drives that are more usable and actually a better ability to be able to get over there and speed up the computer, make it run faster, and bring the system up to speed. So this is something that we're able to do, and we've been doing this quite a bit. And some of our customers that are having us upgrade to SSDs, they need a new hard drive because their drive is bad. If your drive's bad, if you're getting errors on your computer, sometimes that software, we mentioned earlier about the Microsoft update, the Windows update that caused an error. And then all of a sudden what actually happened was that was actually a software error, but quite often blue screens are caused by hardware failure, and quite often the culprit is a hard drive. Now we do see if a RAM is failing, that can cause an error with the hard drive as well, or that can cause blue screen errors as well. So this is something that we can actually help you out here. We can help make, and we are doing this with our customers when they need a new hard drive. When you need a new hard drive, you have to kind of calculate, well, do I want to replace the computer? Do I want to replace the hard drive? We had one customer, they had a Celeron processor. We actually didn't even recommend that they do the upgrade because it's a Celeron processor. It's not going to be super fast. It will be faster with an SSD drive. We actually said, maybe you don't want to do this. They actually, were thinking about it, and they said, you know what? If I go out and spend the same amount of money, I'm going to get a computer that's slower than this. And that's true, by the way. If you go out and spend the same amount of money that it costs to put an SSD drive in a computer, you're going to get a computer that's slower than your computer with an SSD in most cases. And so that's something that, and by the way, we have customers, we've mentioned this before, we have several customers that have gone out, they bought a new computer, and they end up having that computer be slower than the one they already own. And they wonder, why is it that it's like this? Why is it slower than the one I already own? Well, it's slower than the one you already own because you bought a slow computer. And that's kind of the way it goes. If you buy a slow computer, you're going to have a slow computer. That's it. But we're here, we're ready to answer computer questions, ready to resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians are standing by, and of course we are open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturdays. But you don't have to wait until 2. You can give us a call right now here to get your computer questions answered, 772-340-1590. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here and is Florida begins to open for business.
A Faster PC.
We'll remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back. Give us a call. 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your questions. And, of course, not only are we here to answer computer questions, but in the shop, we're ready to resolve computer problems as well. And we do have technicians that are standing by, ready to do just that. And, sometimes we need computer problems. We have computer problems of our own, and we had a Skype issue coming into the show today. Thankfully, we're able to get on with Skype on the phone. We might have to work on some alternate ways, just in case one platform is down or having problems, and for some reason, even after restarting my computer, had
had some problems there. But we're back. We're ready to answer questions, ready to resolve computer problems. And, you know, we're here. So that's what we do. We have helped many of our customers this week, including not only have we helped people in the shop, we've also helped them by going on site to their location and helping them out there. And we've helped people remotely. So this is something that we've been doing quite a bit in the last year is we've been offering remote service. And when you come in to the shop or we go out to an on-site, we offer, it's always easier to get the connection to your computer if we installed the software ahead of time. So we always offer that when you bring the computer in or when we come to you. And sometimes, you know, we'll tell the people, well, you know what? The problem that we're fixing here, we could have actually fixed this remotely. And the thing is, it's convenient because you don't have to bring the computer in. You don't even have to, you know, spend time with it, really. All you have to do is, in a lot of cases, just turn the computer on. Sometimes we have to interact with you, but, you know, and it depends on really what we're doing, how much we're going to have to interact with you. But sometimes we don't have to interact with you quite a bit. So all you would have to do is have the computer on, have it connected to the internet, and have the remote software up. And by the way, we can install that so it auto-loads, so you don't even have to worry about that most of the time. And we can actually get in there, we can log in, we can make sure that everything is working. You know, of course, your computer does have to be connected to the internet. We troubleshot yesterday with a customer whose computer wasn't connected to the internet. And I'm not sure exactly why, but the computer wasn't connected, and the actual wireless adapter was not responding properly. So we actually ended up having to reset their network settings, and then had to when they got back home, walk them through reconnecting to the network. So these are things that do happen from time to time. You know, there are times where, you know, an infection, that's not something we can really troubleshoot remotely. If your computer is locking up, blue screening, that's something we're probably going to want to bring into the shop. I mean, we could do it there at your location, but, you know, it can get expensive because it takes some time to figure out what is going on, why the computer is running sluggish, or why it has blue screen errors. You know, again, most blue screen errors are caused by hardware problems. So if you have a hardware problem, there's diags that are going to have to be run. Running those diags is something that takes time. It takes time to run the diags. It's something that we have to run them, and they can take a few hours. They can take a few days even. Sometimes, depending on how often the problem happens, how many times you have the issue, sometimes it's an issue where we have to run diags for a considerable amount of time. And if the problem, let's say the problem only happens once a week, well, how often do you think we're going to see an error? Probably once a week. So that's something that we can actually bring the computer back to the shop or have you bring it into the shop, either way. But, you know, there are a lot of issues that we can resolve remotely, and it's convenient. I mean, I do this on a regular basis. I actually was on the road this week in the early part of the week. We went up to Tallahassee to lobby some of our legislators to defend every innocent human life without exception. And customer was having a problem, and so, you know, I pulled over at a rest stop. I was able to log into their server remotely and reboot it, and the other server was not responding well, so I had them reboot that manually on their end. And those servers did, you know, the servers take some time, especially the older ones. You know, when I'm saying older ones, You know, if you have a 2008 server, 2010, 2011, 2012 even maybe, you know, the 2012, you know, is going to boot quicker most likely, but you know, the older servers, they take a while to boot. And when I say a while, they can take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to boot up, be ready to go. So it's not a quick process. But I was able to do that actually from my phone remotely to help a customer out, get them back up and running. And, you know, that's something that you know, it happens. It's something that people you know, don't really realize what the all the things that can be done remotely. And we can help you, we can help resolve some of those issues remotely. And of course, if we haven't yet installed the software on your computer and you want to just, you know, you have a problem, you can call us up and we can actually, over the phone, kind of, you know, after you tell us what the problem is, we can kind of feel, well, you know, is this a problem that we can handle remotely? And if it is, we can actually walk you through installing some software or launching a program that allow us into your system so that we can resolve your computer problems. And in addition to that, one of the things we can do is also if it's a problem that really requires us to be on site, we can let you know that, and we can come out there. We can help you resolve your problems there. Or if it's a problem that's better handled in the shop, you can either bring it in, or we can come out to you and pick up your computer and bring it in. We have a computer in the shop right now that was the same type of issue where it wasn't booting into Windows. So, you know, we're running hardware diagnostics to make sure that there's no hardware failures. They actually did have a hard drive replaced not too long ago. Interestingly enough, it was not replaced by us, but interestingly enough, that's not the interesting thing, but interestingly enough, the hard drive that was put in there is a platter hard drive. So this is what, you know, we've been talking about quite a bit. I actually have a platter hard drive. This is actually not a real hard drive. This is just a demo, and I'll hold it up. We do have the live video going on Facebook. But for those watching, and if you're not watching, you can actually watch later at your convenience. But you see there's metal platters. Looks kind of like a CD. It's a little bit smaller than a CD. It's the whole width of a desktop hard drive is 3.5 inches wide. On a laptop hard drive is 2.5 inches wide. But this is the desktop size. These platters, and there's typically two or three platters spinning around. They're spinning around at 5,400 RPM, 7,200 RPMs. Some servers might have 10,000 or even 15,000 RPM hard drives in there. This arm moves back and forth. There's magnetics in here. The data is all stored magnetically. It's read and written with magnetics. And there's a lot of moving parts. It's a slow transfer process. Interestingly enough, the computer, the other technician from somewhere else put actually a platter hard drive. Now, I don't know the details. Maybe they offered an SSD drive to the customer. But you know what? If they didn't, it's shame on them, because when you have to replace your hard drive and you have to put money into it, you're already spending money on a hard drive. You might as well not only replace your hard drive, but go faster than your computer was when it was brand new. Again, you know, I mentioned last week or the week before, we had a customer call up and say, I don't know what you did to my computer, but it's working better than it did when it was brand new. And that's what can happen with an SSD drive. We can help you bring your computer to a place where it's running faster than it previously was, faster than it was even when it's brand new. And as we mentioned, faster than even a new computer without an SSD drive. And that's something, by the way, if you get a new computer with an SSD drive and the processor's fast enough and the SSD drive is large enough for your your needs, and you have enough RAM on the computer, well, you're going to be good, you're going to be set, your computer's going to be faster probably than your computer. But, you know, again, like we've mentioned before, run the speed test. Look at your processor, and you can actually go out, we'll go out and do this right now. You can actually head over there to cpu.userbenchmark.com, and from there, click on the compare, and you can actually type in your processor and type in a processor of a computer you're actually looking at. How do you find your processor? Well, open up a Windows Explorer window, right-click on this PC, go to Properties and left-click. Now, your window, depending on the version of Windows 10 that you have, may look a little bit different than mine, but you will see your processor listed there. You see here, mine is an i7-5500U. So, if I were running a benchmark here, I would actually type that in. And one of the things you can do is just start even typing part of it. You don't have to even type all of the letters. You see here, i7-5500U. I can click on that. And then if I were looking at another processor, I can tell you that one of the ones that I have looked at is a 1065 i7. And I could actually look at that. And the 11th generation is out now. You know, I can see that this is 21% faster, average score 69% faster. So, you know, it's probably, and I think that that's actually not the right processor. I think that that's actually a desktop processor, not a laptop processor. But there are some processors that are, you know, you want to match it up with a processor that's in a computer that you are looking at buying, and just see, but the processor faster than what I already have? How much faster? If it's not faster, why spend the money on a new computer?
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Pro-Life Legislative Presentation. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life.